This episode, sponsored by Mood. Okay, this is actually genius. Are you ever overwhelmed with choices at the dispensary? What if I told you that you could shop cannabis by the exact mood you want tonight? With Mood, you don't shop by strain names or confusion. You shop by how you want to feel. Want to relax after work, sleep better, feel more creative, or be more social? Mood makes it simple. Pick the feeling, and Mood recommends products to match. Mood has gummies, flower, pre-rolls, and edibles designed around your mood. I tried Mood's sleepy gummies, and within an hour, I felt calm, settled, and ready for bed. No dispensary run, no second guessing, just a smooth, relaxing experience delivered to my door. It's federally legal, third-party tested, and backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee. Go to Mood, MOOD.com. That's MOOD.com. However you want to feel tonight, Mood helps you get there.
Wir sind zurück beim Spitzenspiel zwischen Einnahmen und Ausgaben. Es bleibt spannend. Gewinn perfekt vorbereitet von Rendite, aber Lohnnebenkosten bleibt gefährlich. Und jetzt kommt Umsatzsteuer aufs Feld. Gutschrift zu Bonus, Bonus und da taucht plötzlich Spesenerstattung auf. Schuss! Oh, in letzter Sekunde hält der Notgroschen.
Finanzen werden nie so spannend sein wie Fußball, aber wir geben unser Bestes. Konto, Geschäftskonto, Unternehmensgründung, Buchhaltung.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, do you want to know how your weekend was? But first, the first talkback of the day.
What's up, JV Show? Happy Monday. Man, I got a bone to pick with you guys, all right? I'm usually a podcaster, and, you know, I wait for Fridays and with the Chug Wheel game and everything, but I didn't hear any game. You guys probably changed it with that voodoo reading and stuff, man. Come on now. You guys try to dodge around it, huh? Hey, you guys better chug this week. Double. All right.
We will not be chugging double this week. If on Friday's show, if you missed it, yeah, we did not play our Chug Wheel game. We had a medium on
Let's
the
go.
Show. Calm down over there. We had a medium
on
the show.
Can he come back this Friday?
Travis Hope, we can check to see his availability. But on that particular Friday, because he had a show yesterday in San Jose, that was the only time that we could book him. And we wanted to have him on because it was pretty fun and interesting and cool. So take that!
Yep.
But appreciate you podcasting the show. Sorry you missed the Chug Wheel.
I'm not that sorry.
Selena
will
chug double.
I'm not that sorry. No, I will not be, actually. But Graham, how was the weekend? Anything
you guys,
stand out?
Pretty good weekend. I did want to bring up one of the more interesting and weird injuries that my son suffered on Saturday night. This was unlike anything I'd ever seen before in my life. And I told you guys, I've told you guys before that my instant reaction, and I'm trying to change this about myself, but my instant reaction when any of my kids get hurt is to be annoyed. Like, why'd you do that? Like, you should have known you were going to fall out of that chair if you were standing on it. Whatever the thing may be, I'm always annoyed. That's my first instinct. And I got to change that. I need to be sympathetic first and then annoyed later. But right now, it's annoyance first. And my son and I were reading together. I was reading to him a new book that he was starting. And we were laying in his bed and just, you know, quiet little evening reading right before bedtime. When all of a sudden he's like, oh, ow, I hurt my eye. And I'm like, how?
What?
We've just been sitting here. We haven't been moving. And it just like the pain was escalating. And he's like, oh, my God, I need to go to the hospital. I need to get my eye. And he's clutching at his eye. I'm like, how? How did you hurt yourself?
I'm so confused.
And he said that he accidentally poked himself in the eye. And while he was kind of like getting comfortable or something sitting next to me. And I said, okay, well, just like give it a second, blink a few times, and, you know, it's going to go away. We've all done that before. You've accidentally jammed your finger into your eye or whatever, and it hurts for a minute, but you're going to be fine. You guys, this was not going away. And he's like, I can't open my eye. I can't open my eye. I'm in the worst pain. And I'm getting more annoyed at this point. Because, like, dude, it's just you just poked yourself in the eye, right? It's not that big of a deal. Calm down. And, like, he just keeps getting himself more and more worked up. And he's like, and then Kate runs in. What happened? You know, and I'm like, I don't know, because he just poked himself in the eye. He should be fine by now. And it's escalating. Finally, what we realized what had happened is, because we bring him into the bathroom, get like a cold washcloth to put on there, realize that when he poked himself in the eye, he must have done it so hard that it, and this kid has really long eyelashes, fabulous eyelashes. You ladies would be jealous. He has super long eyelashes. He jabbed his finger into his eye, and the top eyelid folded under itself all the way under.
What
so his
the
eyelashes,
hell?
So he legitimately couldn't open his eye because his whole eyelid was flipped all the way under. And that top row eyelashes all on the inside. And so it was incredibly painful because
Oh my God.
Glorious.
How is that even possible?
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it, but you should see this kid's eyelashes. They are fantastic. But anyways,
wait, that sounds gross, though.
Those long eyelashes all the way up under there, and they're jabbing him in the eyeball because they're so long.
So you had to, like, unroll his eyelid?
Yeah, we had to pull his eye back and get it to flip back the other way. Now, I've seen people flip their eyelids outwards.
Yeah.
I've seen that, you know, there was that one kid in school that would do that.
Hey,
like,
look at this.
Yeah, and you're like, that's gross. Stop doing that, weirdo. But his flipped all the way the other way inside.
Oh, my God.
And again, all because he accidentally jammed his finger near his eye.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Me neither. I've never seen anything like this.
That'd be really convenient for putting on eyeliner. You ever try to do it, but your lashes are in the way?
Gotta try that one out.
It didn't look fun. It was no picnic. And he was like, I mean, the kid was screaming.
What the hell?
Anyways, once I got over being annoyed, then I was back to being like shocked. Whoa, I've never seen anything like that. It was the most bizarre bedtime reading injury.
Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't. I wish I had. But it was so, so bizarre.
He has to be like the first person that's ever happened to, right? I've never heard of that in my life.
Me neither.
And, Graham, you were blaming him. Wow.
The entire time.
What is his fault?
It was.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy Star Wars Day, you nerds. May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th.
Today is also the Met Gala, if anybody cares. That red carpet coverage is, you know, you can't see inside the Met Gala, but the red carpet coverage does kick off at 3 p.m. If you want to check it out, it'll be live streamed on the Vogue Met Gala live stream on YouTube.
There's nothing we humans as a society need less than the Met Gala. Can we cancel that thing?
Yeah, but right. Jason Derulo. Looking forward to Jason Derulo falling down the stairs again.
That's the only reason. That's a redeeming quality. All right, things went from hopeful to doom and gloom really quick for the San Francisco Giants. Team was swept over the weekend in three games against the Rays in Tampa. And this was, of course, on the heels of being swept in their series before that with the Phillies. Those six straight losses have dropped the Giants team to dead last in the NL West. Team will look to turn things around as they return home for a new series with the Padres. Game one tonight. First pitch, 6:45.
Go Mets!
Cloudy start to the week. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. In most spots, some overnight showers are expected, with some showers lingering through tomorrow as well, you guys.
Do our kids still have Little League and softball games and practices tomorrow?
Yes.
Dang it.
Hey, Pisces besties!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 6. Oh. Someone's passive-aggressive energy might be louder than their actual words today. Read between the lines, babe. You could find yourself smiling through gritted teeth, but Pisces, your poker's face is chef's kiss. Watch out for the slow burn. That tension isn't going away on its own, so you may need to address it sooner than you'd like.
Some tension brewing.
Got that, Jess? Mm-hmm. You are Pisces bestie.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And really quick, you guys, I finally tried the Dirty Dr. Pepper from McDonald's.
Wait, that sounds so delicious.
You know how they put out their dirty sodas?
Yes.
So I was like, you know what? Let me go check it out. Let me see what this is all about. I gotta say, I wasn't too impressed.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know if my expectations were too high. I don't know if I was expecting some magical flavor, some like a magical.
What the hell is in it again? The dirty soda thing is still, I'm still scratching my head about what it is.
So they have three flavors. The one I got was the Dr. Pepper with vanilla flavor and a layer of cold foam.
That sounds pretty good.
Right. Then they have the Sprite mixed with blue raspberry syrup and cold foam.
I'm out on that.
That really? One sounds good.
I want to try that one. And then High C Orange with vanilla and cold foam as well.
That one sounds good,
too. That one sounds pretty good for like a creamsicle situation.
Yeah. I don't know if maybe all of the foam and the vanilla flavoring and all of that made the Dr. Pepper less crisp. And for me, the soda has to be crisp in order for me to really enjoy it.
Yeah, I can see that.
So I was kind of like, I kept kind of going back for it, like setting it down for a little bit and being like, okay, let me try it again and see if maybe my mind changes. Yeah, not for you. Not too impressed.
Yeah, I can see that, I guess.
Interesting.
But it still sounds good. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I do want to try the other ones. I want to try the rest.
Yeah, I'm here for the creamsicle.
I'm intrigued, but I'm not going out of my way to go get it.
Oh, yeah, same. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, ladies, I wanted to ask you how upset you would be in this situation if you got all dressed up for a date night out and then your man just brought over some food to cook and stay in. This is exactly what happened to a Wisconsin woman, 27-year-old Michaela Cloth. She told her boyfriend over the phone explicitly she wanted to go out to dinner that night and she was getting all ready for a night out. But when her boyfriend arrived at her apartment a little later, he apparently had other plans. He showed up to her place, not to pick her up to go out, but instead he brought over some chicken to cook in her air fryer for a nice dinner in.
Well, what's wrong with dinner in the air fryer?
That he didn't tell her.
She said, I want to go out to dinner. And she was all dressed up and ready to go out to dinner. And she had made that very clear to him. We are going out tonight. And he instead wanted to use the air fryer. This led to a very large argument. And she stabbed him.
Oh.
That took a turn.
That escalated.
Yeah, it escalated very quickly. Oh my God. It escalated very quickly. She did not want chicken in the air fryer. And she stabbed him. Unfortunately, it ended up being a fatal stabbing.
Oh,
and
she my has God, since been charged. Psychopath.
She has since been charged with first degree intentional homicide, and she's awaiting trial on those charges. She basically admitted to investigators after the fact that, yeah, she had stabbed him, and she explained why, and it was over this dinner situation. She also said that if her boyfriend's parents, quote, didn't hate her before, they're really going to hate her now.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That's, I think, stating the obvious there. But I did, back to the original question. Ladies, you are all dressed up. Extensions in, bra padded, eyelashes on.
We don't pad our bras.
This is painted up. I don't know,
sticky
whatever
boobs.
Your sticky boobs.
Sticky
everything
boobs
is on. And you are done up, and your man arrives to your place not to pick you up. He's brought a few drumsticks over to throw in your air fryer. How pissed are you?
I'm annoyed.
Me too.
Highly very annoyed. 9 out of 10 level annoyed.
Because you're telling me that I put on my expensive foundation mm-hmm. to go out. My heels are on. My hair is done. I just burnt half of my hair to look pretty for this night out. And now
that's not happening.
Yeah, and now it's not happening. And you could have just told me this from the beginning, and I would have been in my sweats mm-hmm. and eating some fried chicken at home.
And a lot of times it's like if I have to get ready for something like an event or we're going out or whatever, my entire day will like revolve around that because
right.
I'm doing the math backwards. Okay, if I know if I have to leave at this time, mm-hmm. take me this long to do my hair, this long to do my makeup, I have to go buy something to wear, then I have to leave at this time, be back at this time.
Even
then
before
then if I'm going to eat, then I have to eat at this time, then I'm going to start drinking at this time, mm-hmm. childcare at this time. Like there's all these things that come into play. Like I'm 10 out of 10 annoyed.
Yeah.
Everything showered
the
night
backwards
before.
Backwards math there. What number when you work all that math backwards? What time did you arrive upon as to when you were supposed to start getting ready?
I start getting ready. 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, 11. That's for a 7 o'clock dinner out.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand. Obviously, we understand that. And as a guy, I would. I mean, come on, you're an idiot if you think she's told you flat out. She didn't say, "Hey, maybe we could go out for dinner." She said,
yeah.
"I want to go out for dinner." And if there's one thing you don't mess with, that's a hungry woman.
Thank you.
Extra volatile. And if they have their heart set on whatever that meal is, out and going out, and they've taken the time to get ready,
mm-hmm.
bro. You're an idiot.
You go take her out.
Yeah,
but
he obviously didn't deserve to be stabbed.
Have you guys ever had air fryer chicken?
No, I don't think so.
I don't own an air fryer.
It's like so perfectly crispy on the outside, but then like still like so juicy on the inside.
Oh, damn.
Like the outside just falls off and then you're like.
I need
put it in your mouth and it'd be like
exactly.
Yes. I need
delicious.
An air fryer.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So good. All right, coming up next on the JV Show, I do want to talk a little bit about my weekend.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Tiffany from Clayton. Checking in. Happy Monday. Total nerd alert. This weekend I went to the movies twice, Saturday night and Sunday night. Devil Wears Prada, not so good. The first one was really good. And Michael Jackson was super, super good. Super fun to hear the music really, really loud in the theater. Definitely go check it out. Okay, bye. Happy Monday.
Ooh, the Devil Wears... What? The Devil Wears Prada. Wow, kind of a letdown.
Dang it. I actually wanted to watch that
one. Did that do well at the box office? I have not looked at any of the numbers yet.
You know what? Maybe we'll talk about that coming up at 6:55.
Okay.
Graham, mind your business.
Appreciate you.
But yeah, dang, that kind of sucks, though, because I know for a lot of people, that's like one of those cult classic like mm-hmm. films. Yikes.
Did Dang it.
Jess is working on getting our photos up from home. Photos from home up.
Oh my God. Monday,
let
everybody.
Let me just go home
Happy
at this Monday. Point. Let me know when those are up, Jess, yeah. on our Instagram, JB Morning Show, if you do want to give us a follow, because I was so inspired by you going to Fairyland the other weekend Ooh. For that Mad Tea party.
Did you go?
We took the kids yesterday, yeah, to Fairyland in Oakland. And Graham, I know it's not squirrel week anymore, squirrel week.
Right.
But oh my God, the squirrels at Fairyland need to be studied because they are not afraid of people. You know, normally you're driving, you see a squirrel and they're like literally, I mean, they say you're acting squirrely for a reason. They're like over here and over here and like jittery, running across
very
so fast. Very, very skittish. These squirrels at Fairyland, they were like walking around, enjoying the park with everybody, walking through the crowd, hanging out on
just
top
like
of trash
in the line
cans.
For concessions, yeah, just like having
eating
a beer.
Snacks. Like we're there eating our lunch and it like comes up and it's just hanging out under our table and it's just like looking around. Then it goes to the next person and the kids come up to it. Like, and it's so weird. Like if we are ever going to be serious about having a JB show pet squirrel, it would be so easy to catch one at Fairyland.
Ooh.
What if we just next year... And that would lead up to us catching one, of course. Next year we do Squirrel Week.
It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
We do a live broadcast out there.
We're interviewing all the squirrels.
And look, we just put just on the table in front of us, we just cover it with nuts. And then just the squirrels would just be climbing all over it while we're doing our live broadcast. And we'll stream it and everything. People can watch Squirrel Week live. And we'll be, I mean, we can interview the squirrels. They'll be right there on the table. They'll be jumping all over the place. That's a great idea. And then, of course, we'll catch one at the end.
Done. Then we can bring it home, obviously. And that is my photo from home. We went on the Jolly Trolley. That's our little train there. My kid's obsessed with it. So that's me and my husband and then my two youngest kids.
What, you didn't get a squirrel in the picture?
No.
It's a very cute picture of you guys.
Yeah, the squirrels didn't want to ride with us. We offered, but they were like, not this time. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time, guys.
All right,
Graham. Shout out to Squirrel Week.
Anything you want to talk about here?
I do. I saw a new travel hack, so I'm going to introduce a quick travel hack alert here. Anybody that's going on a very long flight, listen up, because I guess this is something that a lot of people have been spreading around lately on TikTok and social media, saying this is a must, something you must bring with you on your next long flight, and that is a tennis ball.
Oh, why?
Not to toss around, to keep yourself entertained. It's to help massage those aching backs and sore muscles from sitting in that seat for so, so many hours when you're on the flight. And what they do is they say you take the tennis ball, you could put it in, sort of wrap it in a towel or something, and that way you can sort of hold both ends of the towel as you put the tennis ball behind your back, and then you can sort of roll your back around against the backrest of the seat, and that helps release some of the tension in your back. You can try that on other areas in your back. And one woman said you can even just put the tennis ball down on the floor and take your shoe off and then roll your foot around on the top of it to kind of alleviate
that sounds like it would feel good
cramping in your feet. And people are swearing by this travel hack, saying it is a must pack. You must bring a tennis ball on your next flight because it really does give yourself a nice massage and increases circulation. Experts are saying this is actually a great way to increase circulation.
But can you imagine sitting there and the person next to you whips out their tennis ball wrapped in a towel
and then takes their shoes off
and starts massaging themselves?
Now the woman that I read that employed this hack, she said, yes, you are going to get some looks from the people near you. But a lot of people were very interested in what she was doing. And then she explained it to them. And then they were like, oh, my God, I'm bringing a tennis ball on my next flight. I did want to ask you guys now, after you've heard this and heard that it has benefits and it probably does provide quite a bit of relief. Would you guys on your next flight whip out your balls and start playing with them on a flight?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of neck pain. And if that's going to help.
My back starts hurting if I'm like sitting in one position for too long.
I tough it out. I'm not going to be the ball person.
You're not?
On the flight. I'm not bringing my balls out.
I'll whip my ball out for sure.
It's just weird. It's awkward. Sit in your seat and just grit your teeth and just deal with it.
No.
That's what I do.
But when you get to your destination, you want to be like the best that you can be so you can explore and enjoy and not be all, achy.
And sometimes it's just so brutal. Like I have a really bad back, I think from the epidurals and pregnant and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like it literally kills me. I'm in like, it's like agonizing type of pain by the end of a long flight.
I'm the world's greatest airplane seat passenger, you want to get seated next to me. Because I just sit there like a pencil the entire time. I'm not going to be moving around. I'm not, you know, asking to get up to the bathroom. I don't. I'll hold it the entire time. I'll sit there. I'm not going to disturb you. I'm not whipping my ball out and rolling it around on my body. Like, I'm not doing any of that weird stuff. I'm going to sit there and just... You want to get seated next to me, other than the fact that I'm tall and I
manspread and take up all the space.
But I don't manspread. I stay within my lane in my designated area. I'm the best seat partner.
Then don't you feel like you are maybe missing out on some of these things? Because no, everybody else, like, they don't care. So they're as comfortable as can be. Meanwhile, you're like a pencil in the corner.
No, I appreciate that.
I think society needs to go back to where people do give a damn.
Yes,
stop taking off your shoes and propping your feet up on the armrest next to you and, like,
that's
being
disgusting.
Weird. Just sit there like a person and just lock in and deal with it.
Lock in. You raw dog that flight.
I can raw dog an entire flight.
You're a psychopath.
No book, no movie, nothing.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Northie had a lot going on this weekend. Did you guys see that she dropped an EP on Friday?
Yep.
North Forever. Maybe I'll grab a snippet and I'll play some of it for you in the next break.
Okay.
I didn't think to grab any, but it's like this heavy metal type of sound, and she debuted a new look, and she's like covered in fake piercings. So she collabed with Complex, after the release of this EP, and they did a two-day pop-up event in LA. Now, Kanye and Bianca showed up to the pop-up Friday night, and I guess they had like fake piercings on as well to kind of go with the look, L-E-W-K, the look. And Kim actually went on Saturday, which was kind of a big deal because she was with her new man, Lewis Hamilton, but she flew over to LA to be with Northie. She left him during the F1 Miami Grand Prix, which was going on over the weekend. And so she obviously kids come first.
Yep.
So she went and she did that. I know a lot of people want to talk about the movies, though. People are wondering what Michael is going to do in Weekend 2. Here we go with the top three. Number one, movie of the weekend, The Devil Wears Prada 2.
So
it's number one. It did really well. It made $77 million, which
is
actually way more than the first one did its debut weekend. That one did $27.5 million. So it's not doing bad at all. Michael did slide down to number two, 97.5. Wait, that's the total. Sorry. Forget I said anything. Michael made $54 million in the second weekend. There we go. And the number three is the Super Mario Galaxy movie, made another $12 million. Did you take the kids to see that?
No, not yet. They really want to go see that. I do want to take them to that. I heard it's good.
Yeah, my husband took our kids to see it. Really, really fun movie. Go to the movies, people.
Yeah.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, three people, unfortunately, have already died, and at least five others are sick right now from a suspected hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship out in the Atlantic Ocean. Hantavirus is spread by contact with the urine or droppings of infected rats or mice, and it can cause severe, deadly respiratory illness. Also, no cure or any really given specific treatment for it. Generally does not spread person to person, but it can. They're not sure if that's how it is spreading on the ship or not, but likely that might be the case given the number of cases that they've seen so far. Two of the people that died from it, they were evacuated off the ship. They were being treated at a hospital before they passed, but it sounds like the third person, their body's still on board the ship. This cruise has apparently been refused permission now to dock, and there are still 149 people on board. And again, some of them are sick. They haven't confirmed that those people have hantavirus or not. They're not sure yet. That's going to require further testing. This cruise was supposed to be a week-long cruise across the Atlantic, but right now being held off the coast of the West African nation of Cape Verde. They are the ones that said they are not letting the cruise ship dock there just as a precautionary measure. Medical professionals have been allowed to access the ship to assess the patients. Hantavirus, we know we talked about it recently. It probably only came across people's radar because if you remember Gene Hackman's wife, she passed away of it, and then Gene Hackman died about a week later. She was caring for him in the home. We covered that case a little bit on the show, but she had passed away. They determined that she had died from that in their home, and then he, of course, was dealing with some other health stuff and passed away after that. But pretty scary. We just thought it was norovirus on cruise ships for a while, but
oh my gosh.
Hantavirus.
Oh my God. New fear unlocked. Yeah. Not that I'll ever go on a cruise. I would love to, honestly. Wait, so it doesn't spread person to person, but there's still
like... It can.
It can.
But person-to-person transmission is not the primary means by which it spreads.
Got you. I was going to say, why don't they just let them dock and get off and get the proper care? But okay.
I think this is one of those ones where, again, we're like, oh, this is a virus that doesn't have like a cure or really a treatment for it.
Stay away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Rebecca from Concord. Just wanted to weigh in on the Devil Wears Prada 2. I actually thought it was cute. It's really good for the nostalgia factor. I think you should still go watch it anyway. Have a great day.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
Nostalgia alert.
And it did really good at the box office. $77 million, so.
Yeah, but well, for you two, you might want to start with the first one.
Yeah, yes. I still got to watch the first one.
Yeah, I still do have to watch
it. I got to watch Squid Game first.
What? Dang, Graham, you are never going to get to it.
And some other stuff. We had one listener, our buddy Tiffany and Clayton, weigh in earlier. She said Devil Wears Prada 2. Not good. But there's a Rebecca in Concord saying, no, it's cute and very nostalgic.
Love that for you. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you guys haven't noticed yet, but sometimes during the show, I find myself scratching my... You're so gross. And then you're touching the keyboard and everything.
And then I touch everything in here.
Yeah, well, I have to.
Wash your hands, you sicko. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. I know what it is because I have seen it. You're sick. Yeah, you're gross.
I thought I was hiding it.
Keep your guesses PG, please. Again, on that talkback mic, we want to hear your name and your city along with your guess. First guess of the morning that gets that bleeped out word correct, they win a JV Show, a chug mug. Everyone else, if you get it correct, you just get a shout out, which
just
is still exciting.
Shout out.
Which is fun and exciting. It's not as good as the chug mug.
No, you want that chug mug. So get those guesses, and now we're going to play some of your first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Monday, the JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And before we get back to What the Bleep, we have your chance right now to win some crazy cash. That is $1,000 if you don't know. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is family. Take the keyword family over to wild949.com or hit the contest tab if you're streaming us right now on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. You'll find a spot there if you scroll down a little bit to enter that keyword, a family, and you can win $1,000. Good luck.
Nice. All right, let's get back to What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, run on over to the iHeartRadio app, hit that talkback mic button, and leave your guess. First person to get it right is winning today's JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. I'm surprised you guys haven't noticed yet, but sometimes during the show, I find myself scratching my...
And then I've seen you smell your fingers afterwards.
That's not true.
That part is not true.
Whatever.
Jess
all right. Let's go to your guesses.
Hi, JV Show. It's Sophia from Mill Valley, and I think the bleeped out word is ears.
Ears.
You've been scratching them ears?
Probably. If it itches, probably will.
What about the inside of your ear hole? You ever scratch around in there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think so.
You smell your fingers afterwards?
No, you taste it.
Oh.
Ew!
Good morning. This is Nancy from Richmond, and I'm guessing the bleeped out word of the day is nose. Girl, you be touching your nose? I hope I get my chuggy muggy.
If my nose itches, I'm going to scratch it.
Inside? What about the inside of it?
I don't scratch the inside, though.
Ever?
I don't put my fingers in my nose.
Ever?
I feel like my nose doesn't get itchy.
What about when there's an itchy bug sitting in there? You don't ever?
Not with my fingers.
How do you get it out?
I like just blow my nose, or you have a tissue, or like a... If it really requires putting something up in there.
Sometimes it does.
Q-tip.
Oh, interesting. That's doing too much.
Yeah. Well, that's me.
Good morning. This is Yvonne from San Jose. My guess is scratching my throat.
Now, that was a popular guess this morning. How do you scratch your throat?
On the outside? Like on the outside, I guess?
Nope. I thought or inside. Like, you know how some people do that weird sound? They're like... They do like something weird. It's like a clicking sound. I can't do it.
And that's them scratching the inside of their throat?
I think so, yeah.
I've heard of having a scratchy throat. I guess I've never tried to scratch my throat. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Good guess.
It's a popular guess this morning, so...
All right. Great guesses so far. Not the one we are looking for, though. So if you have a different guess, leave it now on the Talk Back mic. We're going to play more of your Talk Backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the Talk Back mic on the iHeartRadio app. And then the first person to get it right is winning today's JV Show Chug Mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. I'm surprised you guys haven't noticed yet, but sometimes during the show, I find myself scratching my...
That's gross.
Or maybe you have noticed. I don't know.
Ew, can you stop though?
Yeah.
I can't sometimes. Just remember, this is a family show. So that word is something clean, I promise.
This is Torazina and Santiago, and we think the bleeped out word is belly button. Belly button.
That's two words. That was a popular guest this morning, though. Quite a few people guessed belly button. You dig around in there?
No, that's going to be a no.
Oh.
Yeah, especially not here.
Yeah.
Hi, Selena, Graham, and Jess. This is Minnie from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is lips.
Lips.
Just going to leave that one right there. I'm not going to touch that one.
Don't touch it. Might get in trouble. Don't touch it. Yeah, that's going to be a no for me as well. All of them.
Thank you.
This is Carol in Utah. My guess for the bleep dot word is hand or finger. Okay, bye.
Okay, JV Show, number one in Utah.
Good
but
guess.
Not hand.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Nope.
Hey, JV Show, Daisy from Lodi. Is the bleep dot word eczema?
Yes!
Yes, it is.
All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped. I'm surprised you guys haven't noticed yet, but sometimes during the show, I find myself scratching my eczema. You guys know I'm the new face of hand eczema.
Right.
We know that you are an eczema. You live with eczema. I was going to say eczema survivor, but you...
Nope, still suffering.
Still currently battling. Suffering. Any particular patches of eczema you'd like to shout out right now?
The one on my... It's like on my knuckle area, my pointer finger.
Well, so Carol in Utah was right. Hand. You've been scratching your finger.
Yeah, but it wasn't the right word.
Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
So you're just like flaking it off right here in the studio?
All the time.
Is it contagious?
No.
I'm joking. But maybe some people didn't know that. Hey, any other eczema patches that you'd like to shout out?
That's it. It's just on my hand.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And any treatment? Anytime you mention eczema, there are a lot of people that the talkbacks light up with people saying, have you tried this? Have you done this? You should try this. Do this. Do this. How do you manage it or actively treat it?
I've literally gone to the doctor and they prescribe stuff for me.
Yeah.
But I feel like once I did that, it like spreads. I'm like...
Oh.
Was that supposed to happen?
You made it angry.
I don't know. So now I just keep it as moisturized as possible. But on those days that I don't, like I forget to bring lotion or whatever, then I'm like in here just flaking it up all over the studio.
Yeah. Lips ever get itchy?
Do you have eczema
there? Shout-outs.
All right, let's get to the shout-outs. Well, Minnie and San Jose wanted to know that you were scratching your lips or not.
No.
Wondering if they got itchy. Anyways. All right. To the shout-outs. That was Daisy and Lodi. What's up, Daisy?
What's up?
She had the very first correct answer this morning, so she's getting herself a JV Show Chug Mug. Is Selena going to handle that chug mug before it gets mailed out? Because now I'm feeling itchy.
Extra flakes.
Over here.
Extra
okay.
Flakes.
She'll flake some on there for you. Appreciate that. Again,
that's so
gross. Daisy, shout-out to her. She had the first correct answer this morning. A few other people got it correct, so let's just shout them out. Our buddy Mylene in Danville had it. So did Andrea in Albany. What's up, Andrea? What's up? Hope you have a great week. Happy Monday. Edna in Newark. Now, she said that you were scratching your hands because of your eczema. So her guess was technically hands, but she did say eczema in the guess.
You were right there.
Right there. Victoria in Hayward had the correct answer. So did Naren in Hayward. Anybody else squeak one in, Jess, at the last minute to try to get themselves a shout out? No.
That was it.
If you did not win today... Probably play again tomorrow, and that way you can win a chug mug tomorrow.
That's right. Same time, 7:05 right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It appears we're having some phone issues. It's been a mess all morning long. Someone did call. They were caller 20. We've asked that person to DM us because we unfortunately can't hear them. So what we're going to have to do, and I'm sorry, this is just different and a mess, but we're going to have Jess.
No,
play the Yep Nope game.
I like the sound of this.
On that person's behalf.
Wait, so she's like their tribute.
So hopefully she can win them these tickets to see Matt Rife.
How does that sound, Jess?
Like a lot of pressure and not what I want to be doing on a Monday.
This is almost better.
No!
All right, Jess.
Okay. Why do you look so freaked out, Jess? It's just a little trivia. You've heard this trivia game each and every morning, and every morning you're like, dude, I see, like,
come on,
you know,
questions are so easy.
After the show, you're like, Graham, make them harder. Like, I get four out of four every time.
My heart is pounding. Because I understand what the listeners mean when they say that, like, as soon as the question is asked, like, your mind goes blank. And that's how I feel right now.
Well, today's not the day, Jess. Someone is depending on you to win these tickets for Matt Rife. Great Resort Casino.
An unnamed person right now. Thank
you. We don't know who it is yet. But
thank you, technology.
Yeah.
Our phone lines seem to be halfway down.
Right. And again, on the line, Matt Rife at Great Resort and Casino, which is, you guys, the expansion unveiling in just 11 hours.
It's here, you guys. It is here this week.
Wait, I'm scared.
All right, Jess.
I'm sorry.
I think you know how this works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You just got to get three questions correct. And if you can do that, you're going to help someone else. Check out Matt Rife. Live. Here we go. Question number one. In the Harry Potter series, what's the name given to people that have no magical abilities?
Oh my gosh. And I've seen Harry Potter too.
Oh, come on. This is easy then.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know this.
Yes, you do. Think. They call him a word.
Well, obviously not a wizard.
No. All the people that aren't wizards, they call them...
losers.
Muggle?
Muggles.
See, this doesn't ring a bell. Is this true?
You've never heard of this?
God, I'm so nervous, you guys.
Wow. Oh, well, you got to clean sweep the rest of the game.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We're
Jess
ready.
Jess is like, you can't see her if you're just listening to the show, but she's pacing around. She's all sweaty and like all like weird smiley, but like
face
so nervous.
Covering her hand covering her face. I cannot talk.
This is a morning. I don't know what's worse, our down phone lines
or Selena's mouth.
All right, question number two, Jess. Come on, lock in. You need to get these next three questions correct to win that these Matt Rife tickets. Question number two. In the late 1800s, miners began bringing what kind of bird into coal mines to help detect lethal, odorless gases?
What the heck? Am I really supposed to know this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not that kind of gas. Things
what type
like
of
carbon
bird?
Monoxide. Yeah, what type of bird?
Oh, what color?
I can't
Can I
tell
see
you
the
that.
Color? I don't know.
This isn't phone a friend, get a hint, ask a follow-up question.
Nope.
No, they used to bring canaries. Canaries. You ever heard the expression a canary in a coal mine?
No.
Well, it's a...
Dang it.
This is not going well.
Okay, well, you got this next one. Like,
yeah,
for
come
sure.
on.
Here's question number three. Lansing is the capital city of what U.S. state?
Oh, Michigan.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
I'm on the board.
Jess has avoided the holy horrible trivia. Nothing would have made me happier on this Monday than that. All right, she's hopping around the room dancing. Sit still.
You look like you have to go number one.
Calm down. Jeez. All right, question number four. 5,280 feet is equal to one of what unit of distance?
Mile?
Yeah.
There you go. 5,280
feet. Two out of four.
In a mile. Two out of four. Let's add that up really quick because, like, you need to get three out of four to win the game. She got the third and fourth questions correctly. So that's just one, two. And four. That.
Do I get an extra point just for, like, because I'm on the show?
Wow. And now you have to message whoever was caller 20 because our phones are down and tell them that you lost the game for them?
Yeah.
But what if they also would have lost?
And Jess, like, come on, because people, you know, they always leave the talk. Graham, the questions are too hard. I'd like to see how you would have done on that. You guys wouldn't have got those. And I'm always like, yeah, we would have. But then we wouldn't have.
Clearly the questions are too hard.
But you know what, Jess? We appreciate you for not cheating.
Thank you. I'm sweating. Like, my armpits are... wet right now.
Whoa. Wet from my butt.
Whoa, wet from my butt. Yeah.
I hate this. Hey, 2 out of 4?
That was fun. We should have just played more often.
50%? Not bad.
That's not bad.
No, that's an F.
Still failing.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right, Grammy, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. A couple of shout outs to give this morning. A couple of people in my DMs. A first one, a teenager alert. You guys. My sweet Emily turns 13 today. How neato is that? Love, litta, bitta, bata, butt, emerald, jade, green, and Lincoln chocolate, Kevin, bite your face off, Durant. I don't know what that means. That's from mom, dad, Caitlin, and Ashley. I can only assume there's some inside jokes there, but I did understand the neato because everyone's obsessed with the neato, right?
Yep.
Yeah, neato. All right, but who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Hi, Graham. Cool and hip mom sliding into your DMs. LOL, according to my son, I'm a cool mom. probably not. I have a special shout out to my son, Dax, who's turning 10. Welcome to the double digits. Mom and Dad are so proud of the amazing boy you're becoming. Dax, you're smart, funny, handsome, and the biggest WWE fan in the Bay Area. That's a bold claim. We hope you have a great time at your school pizza party with tons of pizza, donuts, and sugar. Can't wait to for you to come home so we can keep celebrating. And as you say, Dax, let's get this party started. Happy birthday, Dax. We love you. Hope you have an awesome day, and may the force be with you. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Dax. Hope you have a great day. And everybody that's celebrating your birthday today, keep this in mind because...
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's
a great point. Happy birthday, everyone. Mm-hmm. We have a couple minutes. Let's talk about our photos from home just really quick. They are posted right now, JV Morning Show. That is our Instagram. Give us a follow if you are not already. I told you guys earlier how I went to Fairyland in Oakland yesterday. This is my kids' first time there.
Cute.
It was like the best day of their lives. I am telling you, you've never seen a pair of happier kids ever in your life. So this is us on the Jolly Trolley.
Oh, the Jolly Trolley.
The Jolly Trolley, yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I wish I would have gotten the chance to experience, because my first time going to Fairyland was like a few weeks ago. I wish I would have gone when I was
little. You had a couple drinks with your man. You didn't ride the Jolly Trolley that night?
Oh my God, I did.
She wrote something else.
Yeah. The Jolly Trolley. All right, my picture is a picture of myself and my son, Ford. He, on Saturday night, you guys, caught his first ever in Little League fly ball to the outfield, and he picked
Let's
a hell of a time
Ford.
To do it. Two outs, runners on, and he saved the day, caught a fly ball, and you've never seen a kid more juiced up and excited.
Did you take him out for ice cream after, like give him anything?
Well, it because all season long I've promised him that if he caught a fly ball in the outfield that I would buy him some Minecraft world or something. That was probably the real reason he was excited. Not the fact that he saved a bunch of runs from scoring with two outs, but it was an incredible catch, and he was so juiced. Again, his very first catch ever catching a fly ball in Little League, and it was really exciting.
Wow.
Super proud dad moment.
Wow. Mine, a mural hates to see me coming, you guys. If there's a mural and I kind of like it, I'm taking a picture in front of it. That's just like a guarantee. So that's me in front of a mural.
Nerd alert.
And this is a new one in Salinas. Not that anybody cares.
No one would make it a special trip down to see this mural.
I have to go see it.
If anybody wants to see it, it's really cute. And then on the other side of this mural, there's a little raccoon mural. It's so
okay,
cute.
Okay, that's kind of cute.
Why did you take a picture with the raccoon?
Yeah, I took two pictures, one in front of the raccoon one as well.
But this one's all about your city,
it's like
hometown,
here,
city pride.
Here we have like Mac Dre murals. Mm-hmm. We got Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, Alyssa
Liu.
The
E41 I saw one time in San Jose, and then you're just like,
Salinas.
The Salinas City Center. and a random raccoon mural. Selena, before we move on, can we quickly play our Chug Mug winner's talk back? She left us the talk back juiced. She won this morning earlier in our What the Bleep game.
Ah, what a great way to set up the week. This is my second Chuggy Muggy. Thank you, guys. I love the show. And Selena, don't worry, girl. Hashtag stay strong. Hashtag eczema strong. Hashtag we will rebuild. Hashtag hey, we're strong. Hashtag eczema queen. You got this, girl. Bye. Thank you, guys. Stacey from Lodi.
I partially blame the Hayward water.
Oh, you think that's it?
My husband's like, the water is so dry.
So a little bit of context. That was Daisy in Lodi, and she won this morning's What the Bleep game, won a Chug Mug, and the bleeped out word was eczema. And Selena is our eczema queen. Hashtag eczema queen.
Don't call me that.
She just said that in that talk back.
I
like that.
I feel like it's fine when she says it.
But you think it's the Hayward water.
Yeah.
It's causing the scratchy itchiness.
Conspiracy theory.
I know.
I'm here for it.
All right, today's Hottest Trending coming up next. And for me, at least, it's all about the Met Gala.
Oh, boy.
Talking about it coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, kind of a new development in our Yup Nope game.
Yeah.
So our phones are down, and we had Jess play our Yup Nope game on behalf of
Joseph. And we've confirmed that he was the one that was supposed to be caller 20. And he was like, come on, Jess, you better win for me. Then he was answering them live as we were playing them.
And DMs?
We have
messages. In our DMs.
And he got question number one, muggle, correct.
Nice.
He got question number two.
So does that mean he would have gotten three?
Yeah.
Right?
He got three out of four and won those tickets to see Matt Rife at Great Resort Casino.
So he
nice
technically
work.
Won.
Yes!
All right.
Okay, there we go. We're giving out tickets.
Good job, Joseph. I'll give you a call later when our phones work.
If they ever work, I think you mean. All right, Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, we got to talk about the takeover that happened yesterday on the Bay Bridge.
I heard about this. All right, let's do that. Plus, all your Met Gala talk is next.
hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Met Gala is today. Level of excitement on a scale of 1 to 10, guys.
2.
Graham and Jess.
I'm right around the level of...
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, I'd say like a 3.
Okay.
Like, I'm interested to see if I'm scrolling Instagram and the looks come up, but I'm not, like, going out of my way. I'm fine not knowing either, you know. If the Met Gala didn't happen at all, I'd be okay.
Yeah, my life would go on just fine.
So the red carpet coverage kicks off today, 3 p.m. The theme, again, if you don't know, is costume art. Which I thought was the whole point of the Met Gala anyway. Right. So
just
it's weird
it
that that's
year.
The theme. Yeah. But this year's gala has been much talked about because Beyonce is one of the co-chairs. I think we already talked about the Beyonce effect that is rumored to take place today. She's co-chairing along with Nicole Kidman and Venus Williams. But it's her in particular, Beyonce, that everyone thinks like she's going to be the reason why all of the bigger stars come out this year. A lot of celebrities that haven't been there in years are rumored to be appearing at the Met Gala today. Bad Bunny, well, he's gone recently, but here's some of the rumored celebrities. Bad Bunny, Billie Eilish, Cardi B, Rihanna, which is kind of a big deal, Timothy Chalamet, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Kim, Kylie, and Kendall, although we don't know if Kylie and Timmy are going to walk together.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have the celebrities on the committee who are expected to walk. That includes Doja Cat, Jeff Bezos, and Lauren Sanchez, who are like tonight's biggest donors, by the way. They've donated like big bucks to tonight's event. Sabrina Carpenter is also on that list, and many more. Zoe Kravitz. People are wondering if her and Harry Styles will show up together. Yes.
Will Sydney Sweeney show up with Scooter Braun? Or
by herself? Interesting.
I would see her by herself just because I don't picture him in a costume.
That's a good point.
But they're together.
He seems like someone who wouldn't care to really walk the carpet. Mm-hmm.
No, he'd stand off to the side.
Yeah.
If she was all dressed up.
See that happening.
Don't you just love as the rest of us continue to struggle with rising costs and sky-high gas prices and just all the problems we have in this country? And then you have Jeff Bezos, and he's donating tons of money to this thing. It's like... Meanwhile, his ex-wife is out there donating billions of dollars, right? She has donated.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Scott Bezos has donated billions of dollars in the wealth that she has. And he's out here donating to the Met Gala. Great job,
Jeff Bezos. Mega yachts. He's listed his $500 million mega yacht for sale. He's trying to, like, get rid of it. Probably needs something bigger. It's, like, too small.
What a douche.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, yesterday evening, about 70 ATV and dirt bike riders took over the Bay Bridge and temporarily shut it down. Riders made their way initially across the bridge into the city. They spent an hour or so in the city, 45 minutes an hour. Then they made their way back to the bridge, started heading eastbound, and that's when they decided to fully block traffic and shut it all down. As CHP officers made their way to the group, pretty much all the riders just ditched their bikes and fled on foot. Two of them caught and arrested. Again, there are about 70 of them. We caught two of them. I still don't understand why we couldn't have caught more than them, but we got two of them. Nice job, everybody. And then the CHP went on to just impound about 60 of those dirt bikes. All in all, the eastbound lanes of the Bay Bridge shut down for about an hour while they cleared this whole mess. I have a couple questions.
Yeah.
First, how does this work? Your bike, you've ditched your dirt bike out there on the Bay Bridge and then fled on foot, and you got away because the success rate of getting away, very high. Again, we got 2 out of 70 of these people. When you go to get your bike out of impound, are they going to slap you with a bunch of other charges, you know, for like shutting down the Bay Bridge and some stuff like that? Or do they just like let you pay the $50 and then you get your dirt bike back? Or are these
or do they not even get their dirt bike back?
Who just leaves the dirt? It's a dirt bike. You don't just be like, oh, I could just buy another dirt bike. Like, that's your bike, right? So.
Yeah.
Do you just pay the impound fee and get it back, or are they going to get charged with something
else
when they go to get their bike back?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a number of things that are coming with that.
Well, that's how, we like to think that about the legal system, stuff like that, but then nothing ever seems to work out the way that we think. So I'm wondering if they just pay the $50 or whatever it is and then get their dirt bike back. And then my second question is, how annoyed would you be on a Sunday evening? All you want to do is get home. You're just, it's been a long week. You just want to get home. And then you sit on the Bay Bridge for 1 hour.
So annoyed.
I'm
so annoyed.
Gridlock traffic.
What part of the bridge was this? Because if they're fleeing on foot, now they're, we have 70 people just like running on the Bay Bridge.
That's what I'm not sure exactly which part it was. I'm assuming it was closer, you know, towards the end of the span, but still, but then you then, have 70 people just scattering about. We caught two so of them, weird. Though, you guys. We got two of them. Two people arrested.
Also, why run if you're much faster on an ATV?
It seems like, yeah, you got a better chance of getting away on a dirt bike,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I wondered if they maybe, like, blocked them in. Because I've wondered that before. Like, yeah, when they have these, like, you know, bike.
Yeah.
Bike get, shutting off. Down lanes. Bikes shutting down lanes and stuff. Yeah. They probably blocked them in.
Yeah, anyways. That was everybody's.
Yeah, I'd be highly annoyed if that was me stuck in traffic, though.
Yeah.
Great question. Aren't you also annoyed that out of the 70, imagine you're the one that gets caught? Like,
yes.
Dude, come on. You got to be faster.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Quality for 9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
So about the impound thing and the charges, I have an acquaintance whose car was clocked by CHP going like 150 down 880, and of course CHP didn't catch him, and then but they impounded the car because he had his plates on, and when he went to go pick up his car from the impound, I mean, he didn't know who was driving it down 880 at 150.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking. We were talking about the takeover that happened yesterday on the Bay Bridge. CHP impounded 60 or so dirt bikes, and like 70 or more people fled on foot, and they only arrested two people. So my question was, when they go to get their bike out of impound, do they get slapped with some additional charges? But that person, of course, like that talkback said, you can be like, I wasn't riding my bike yesterday. Somebody must could have stolen it and ridden around.
So do you think that talkbacker that just left that talkback, like she said, she has an acquaintance.
Uh-huh. I know somebody. Yeah, I have a friend.
A friend that did this. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, we get it.
It's all right. We don't judge.
150 on 880? There's too many potholes.
There's too much traffic. How did you do that? I ran all the big rigs.
Right.
All right. We got your crazy cash right now. It's your chance to win $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is cash. Take that keyword cash over to wild949.com and look around. Find the spot to enter it. Once you've typed it in, hit submit. You're in the running for this hour's $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Good luck. All right, Graham, how'd you celebrate your wife's birthday?
Okay, because every year you guys like to roast me over the gifts that I give my wife for birthdays, anniversaries, and Christmas and stuff like that. So I want to see how I did this year. First of all, my wife's birthday was on Thursday this past week, but she was on a work trip to Washington, D.C., and she didn't get back Thursday night until 1 a.m., technically Friday morning at that point. So we didn't get to celebrate our actual birthday. She spent it sitting on an airplane and traveling all day and eating some airport food. She said it was miserable. So I was like, Friday, make it up to you. We're going to have a great birthday celebration for you. So when she woke up on Friday, there was a handmade card from each of our kids there on the nightstand and a card from me as well. So
did
she
you make yours too?
I didn't. I bought mine at Safeway.
Okay.
But I did write a lengthy message in it. Took up the entire page on one side of the card. So I wrote her a nice message in there, and the kids each made a really sweet card and had lots of reasons why they love her in there. It was really cute. So she woke up to that. Then when I got home from work, and she had a Friday off, so then I took her. I'd made lunch reservations, so we went out to a really nice lunch and had a great time at lunch. And then we went to a wine tasting that I had scheduled right after that. So then we went and wine tasting. And then, you guys, when we got home after both those things, while we were out at lunch and stuff, I had remote opened our garage. I can open from my phone. And so I had a florist drop off a big, giant bouquet of a big bouquet of flowers inside the garage. So when we pulled back in to the garage, there was a bunch of flowers waiting for her inside. And she's like, where did these come from? I was like, don't worry. I set that up. And so then she got her flowers and her gift that I got her. And this is what you guys are all waiting for, to roast me over. And I did not get her a kitchen appliance this year or any sort of a spatula or rolling pin or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Although she did ask for a charcuterie board, like spreading cheese knife. And I didn't. That was on my list, and I was like, I can't get her that because you guys are going to roast me. I'll just get her, you know, some other time. I got her a nice pair of sunglasses, you guys.
Okay.
And look, I've said before, I hate picking out any sort of fashion item or anything.
Can I say, sunglasses have to be the hardest thing to shop for.
Yep. Exactly.
Because you need that person's face to try them on.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I was terrified by this, but at least I was like, she can just return them and get a different style. It's more the thought that counts because she needs some new sunglasses. The ones she have just gotten beat up.
So what kind did you get her?
I don't know, but they were nice.
Okay.
Some brand I'd never heard of, but I had, you know what? I messaged one of her friends, and I was like, you tell me, what kind of sunglasses are cool? Like, what brand? You tell me. And then she told me. And then I went and looked, and I looked at all the ones, and I selected a pair. And she says she likes them, you guys. And she has worn them multiple times. She has worn them multiple times since. Because I was like, you can return them. You can return them if you want.
Here's my only issue with this.
What?
And it's not with any of the gifts. You did an amazing job.
Thank you.
My issue is that you've been doing good lately, and it's not as fun to talk about.
Oh.
Well, this is, I've been motivated because I'm tired of getting raked over the coals by you guys ripping me for whatever thoughtful thing that I get for her.
Right. So that was the gift for her birthday. Great job, right? Now, what are you going to get her for Mother's Day and your anniversary?
Are you prepared to do this all over again next Sunday? Or this Sunday? Because everything you just laid out, that'd be, it'd be great for Mother's Day. Some handmade cards from the kids to wake up to. Then you have a lunch scheduled. Wine tasting, come home to a big bouquet of flowers. That's a surprise. I mean, that's another great gift. Mother's Day.
Yeah. No, there's no budget.
So, what do you have planned?
Yeah, I don't have anything. Dang it. I got nothing. We'll figure something out.
Okay.
This coming Sunday, Mother's Day, big reminder for everybody. Yes. If you don't have that already locked in and something ready to go, which I don't. And then the following day, that Monday, is our wedding anniversary. So,
those are both huge.
Yeah, but I feel like this. Wasn't what just happened good enough for
her birthday? Yes,
but for the other things too. I mean, that was a pretty great day.
Yeah, but they're different. They're different occasions. You know, one is like, oh my god, you were born, and the other one is like,
oh my god, you're a mom.
You gave children.
Now someone else is born.
Yeah,
I'm a mommy.
Yeah,
separate.
After the lunch and the wine tasting, this is the one part I felt bad about. Let me just say this.
Oh no,
because then it was like, I hadn't planned ahead to dinner. You know, it's like you shouldn't have to.
You did lunch.
Yeah, but we should also, if it is your birthday, technically it was her birthday, but that's the day we're celebrating her birthday. Like, Kate shouldn't be cooking dinner on her own birthday. So I was like, oh, we'll figure out some dinner stuff later. Like maybe we'll go out or we'll order something or whatever. After the lunch and the wine tasting, and it had been a long week because she was gone all week and I was dealing with the, you know, single dad in it all week. Uh-huh. I was exhausted. I took a nap for the first time in months. I fell asleep for like 3 hours. Unheard of.
And you left her to do everything on her own?
I woke up at 6 p.m. It took me more than 20 minutes to figure out if it was 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. I couldn't figure out if I was late to work.
And this is after some wine, because you guys went wine tasting too.
I couldn't figure out what time it was. It was the most disorienting thing of all time, because it was like starting to, you know, the sun's going down. Is the sun going up? Is it going down? I've never been more confused in my life. And when I got up, Kate was already cooking dinner.
Oh, wow.
I felt so bad. I was like, that was not how this was supposed to go.
But now she thinks he did it on purpose. Oh, he doesn't have
convenience.
Any plans.
He's gonna take a nap.
Won't be sleeping.
And some enchiladas. They're delicious.
Yum.
they were great. It felt like breakfast to me. I was so out of it.
Wow.
It was good. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And this parenting hot take has caused a debate, you guys. A woman says, my kids don't have to share with your kids. So she goes on to say, you know, if I take my child to the park and he or she is playing with other kids there, and my child doesn't want to share their toys with the other kids, I am not going to force them to do so. If they don't want to, those are their toys, and the other parent should have brought toys for their kid. So I want to know, you both are parents. I want to hear your thoughts, and then I want to hear from you know, you listening. But I also want to share some of the comments that were left on this video. So are you teaching your kids to share with other kids, or are you saying, no, if you don't want to share, you don't have to? Set the boundary.
I mean, I kind of get what she's saying. Yeah, because you want, I mean, everyone these days is all about boundaries, you know, and if your kid says no, they're not comfortable with something, then you don't force
that
them, because
no.
They're setting their boundary as they should. Me, however, not that I don't respect my kids' boundaries, but I think the first thing that I want to teach my kids is to share and just like be nice. You know what I mean? Like, if like sharing your little shovel that you're playing the sand with is going to make this other kid happy and you're going to get it back, why can't you just play with it for a little bit? And I mean, I've done that before, and, you know, had my kid still say no and scream, and hopefully that's when the other parent will be like, oh no, it's okay. And I'm like, oh, thank God, because my kid's not having it. But you still try, because you want to like instill that in your children.
I also want my kids to have friends. If you want to be the kid that goes throughout their childhood, like, no, no, you can't. No, don't touch that. That's mine. I won't have that. You can't. You know, it's like, then they're going to be playing by themselves a lot.
Right.
Like, do you want to learn how to interact and be social and make new friends? Sharing toys, that's step one when you're a little kid.
Let me just ask, how do you handle, what about if a kid comes over and takes it? Takes your kid's toy. Are you still then like, it's okay, you can share? Because I feel like that leads to just being like a pushover.
Like rips it right out of their hands? Mm-hmm. Well, then,
Or not, or just takes it without asking. I mean, maybe it's in front of them, but it's still your kid's.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of let most of those, and I don't know if it's my parenting philosophy or whatever, I kind of let most of those things, like, try to let it handle itself. Like, kids will figure it out, and I don't want to be the parent that's like, no, you can't do, you give that back. No, you need to ask, I don't want to be playing referee out there. Mm-hmm. So, like, I tend to, like, let kids handle their situation. So they can figure out if they want to ask for it back, or if they're upset about, or, oh, no, that's totally fine, I want to share with that kid. Let them figure it out.
Really? I think for me, it depends on the setting. If it's a kid I don't know, let's say at the park or whatever, I probably will say like, oh, it's okay, you can share, you know, you can share right now, you'll get it back, I'll make sure you get it back or whatever. But if it's like a cousin or like a sibling, I'm going to be like, hey, like, this person had it first, you do need to ask.
Yeah.
Okay, so it depends on the situation.
Yeah, I think so sometimes.
A lot of interesting responses in the comments, I will say. Like, some people were saying, you know, when you go to public spaces, do you share your stuff with other adults?
No.
No, right?
Because so, it's mine. Should have got your own.
So then should you then be teaching your kids, like, hey, if this is yours and you don't want somebody to have it, that's okay. You know, teaching that boundary. Others were saying, no, I tell my kids, don't bring any toys that you're not willing to share to the park if you know that other kids are going to be there. So it's kind of tough because I feel like, yes, you want your kids to establish those boundaries of like, I can say no if I don't want something to happen. But also, if you don't teach them to share when they're really young, I feel like that could also cause some issues once they're in school and they're expected to share with the class.
Yeah, I'm still more on the side of teach them to share.
Yeah, totally. I think you have to.
That is more on the side. Yeah, more of what I'm leaning towards.
It teaches them to be nicer, I guess.
You just want to be raising a good person.
And the big takeaway is that they will get the thing back. You know what I mean? It's one thing if somebody ran up and took it and just ran off, then I'd be like, whoa, that didn't belong to you. But you know you're going to get whatever the toy is back.
But I do like that comment because we as parents, shouldn't we be leading by example? So how come we're not sharing all of our stuff?
Because somebody commented, what if somebody just came up to you and grabbed your phone and wanted to play with your phone? Like, as an adult, you're like,
We brought some food and like other adults came boundaries. And like wanted some of our lunch. Like, are we sharing our food? No.
Do you want a bite of my sandwich?
But if it's a kid with like a bag of candy, be like, yeah, can he ask them all? Can your kid have one? Yeah, share.
That's a good point.
You know, like, where do we draw the line?
Well, that's
and
where
do
it.
You but where do you step in as a parent to
I could just never be the one where the parent where it's like my kids don't have to share with your kid.
So what if your kid is the one taking other kids' toys and they don't want to share?
Deal with
well,
it.
Well, if that kid doesn't want to share, I mean, then there's nothing you can do about that, but I want my kids to be willing to share.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So okay. There's a lot of parents that disagree.
From now on, if another parent does want to play a game on my phone, I will allow them to do so. Here.
Yeah.
What if they beat your high score?
Take my phone. Play some games on it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about
a woman who said, my kids don't have to share with your kids. They have their toys and you should have yours and leave it at that.
And a lot of people in the comments are like, you know what? Yeah, boundaries. Hello, my kid doesn't have to share.
Hi, guys. It's Lindsay from Napa chiming in about the whole sharing debacle. So with my kids, if they are playing with something like a small toy, like a small car that they can't share and they walk away from it, then it's up for grabs. But if they're playing with something big like magnetiles or blocks or something like that, then they can share. There's enough to go around. Hope this helps. Thanks. Bye.
I get it.
Yeah, sometimes it is toy dependent.
Yes, but what about in those instances, and we've all experienced this, where your kid isn't even playing with the thing that the other kid wants to hold.
Oh, and the second another kid gets
it, then they want it. It's like, dude, you can share.
Yes.
You can share.
And a lot of people in the comments on this video were saying, well, you don't see adults just sharing all their stuff all the time. So you're not exactly leading by example.
For the whole sharing part, kids are okay. Adults, grown-ups, no, you have your own money. Go buy your own stuff. Thanks, bye.
Yeah, I don't have to share with you.
Go buy your own stuff.
True, but if you grew up with sharing is caring, then shouldn't you take that on? When does that stop then?
When you reach adulthood and you can buy your own stuff.
Here, I will let you borrow my shoes and my cell phone.
No.
What's up, JV crew? Hope Monday's going good for you. In regards to adults not sharing stuff, I'd have to disagree with that. I just went golfing a couple times this weekend, and I borrowed a buddy of mine who just got a new driver. He borrowed my putter. I ran out of balls because I sucked, so he gave me a couple balls. I brought the flask. He had some beers. That's a social environment where I'm happy to share and be part of that community group as an adult. So I think that should work.
Yeah, but if that's like
that's a
friend,
good point. We share stuff all the time.
Yeah, but really? I think he said my buddy. Yeah, I share my things with my friends and my family all the time. But like a stranger comes up to me in Marshalls and like wants to.
Yeah, borrow your hair
clip. Wear my sunglasses? I'm going to be like, no.
A stranger walks up to me on the golf course and like, can I use your sand wedge? I'd be like, yeah, sure. I mean, I'm going to need it back. Sand wedge.
Oh.
That's one of the clubs.
Okay, what if they did want a bite of your sandwich?
And just take it from you.
No, just a bite. You can keep it.
I'm going to draw the line there because I'm pretty hungry out there on the golf course.
All right. So you don't share everything.
No.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Olive from Richmond. About the kids sharing toys. I make my 6-year-old share her toys, but I also make her not share her toys when I see the other little kids are taking advantage of the fact that she shares everything, literally everything. It's really hard. My husband and I always bumps head on it, but it is what it is. All right, bye. Love ya.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. It's like you want to teach your kids to share and to be nice and, you know, just be good, but not to the point they become a doormat. I was the doormat kid where it's like you can just take all my stuff. One time, I think I've told the story before, at my cousin's birthday party, and it's like it's a memory that like still lives with me and it haunts me to this day because they had a piñata.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And I had my pile of candy, and I'm waiting for my mom to go get me a bag. And I'm, like, guarding my pile of candy. And right. Another little girl, who I don't even know who this kid was, she comes up to me.
Do we need the sad music for this?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, no.
This sounds sad.
Wow. And it was, like, really good candy, too. And I had a lot of it, which doesn't happen often because I was that kid that was, like, too shy, like, and timid, where I wasn't, like, running in there and getting all the candy.
You didn't want to, like, get in there and fight kids for the candy.
But I had a lot of candy this time. Another girl comes up to me. And she looks at me, and I'm, like, guarding it and, like, looking around for my mom. She's like, that's my candy. And I was like, oh, sorry. And I gave her all my candy.
Oh, my goodness. B just took all your delicious candy.
Yes. And I'm sad that I don't have any candy. I'm like crying to my mom.
Core memory.
Yes.
If only you knew some boundaries.
Seriously. You don't have to share that candy. That's your candy.
Yes.
I'm back on the other side. Don't share anything, kids.
I don't want that for my kids either. It's like, stand up for yourself, but I still do want them to, like,
you were like,
if you can share, to share.
You were the perfect target.
I know.
Do you know this little girl's name? Like, have you ever looked her up
to
see what happened to her?
No
see
clue.
What she
you
became
should
in
find
her life?
Her no now clue who she is.
And
I don't
take
know.
Something of hers.
She's the CEO of a company by now. Yeah. For sure.
Very ambitious. That
yeah,
one.
Super, super right. smart.
She's made the Forbes,
crafty,
Forbes list
for
multiple
sure.
times.
Yeah.
And she still remembers that as a core memory.
Probably.
When
it was a great memory for her. For me, it was like the most awful thing that ever happened.
Yeah. She's back there high-fiving the other kids and her parents. Look at all this extra candy I got. Wow. And then there's sad you just moping home candy-less.
With no candy.
Oh.
And it stayed with you all
this entire time. I'm 26 and a half now, so
yeah,
good.
A lot of years.
A good 20.
Yeah, two decades.
22, 23 years.
Yikes.
Wow, look at that.
Anyways, I hope that.
Hi, guys.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to hit that. Anyways, I hope my story helps somebody.
Out there to not be a sharing doormat.
Yes, exactly. All right, we have to get to today's Hottest Trending coming up next. By the way, I did want to talk about a little situation. I mean, I was wondering if I should tell another parent about something that I saw on her daughter's Instagram. We're going to do that at 9:05.
Okay.
Because we have today's Hottest Trending coming up next, Cameron Diaz just had a baby? I have questions. Next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so there is a new resurfaced clip of David, which is so creepy now, watching it with the knowledge that we have now. I don't know if you saw the clip from Sukana's live stream. Look, I don't know who any of these people are, okay? But there's a clip that's been going around where this is in David's house, but it's not his live stream. This is somebody else's live stream. And he, at one point, apologizes to them for the way that his bathroom smells. Now, this live stream was on July 4th, 2025. And he, well, let me play the clip for you. It's a little hard to hear, so I will say what he says after. I apologize for the way my bathroom smells. I took a you-know-what in there like 2 hours ago, which what kind of smell lingers that long?
First well, no, I mean, it,
it, two has hours?
It has happened before.
But that's a lot,
but very rare.
Okay.
Yeah, light a match, special occasion. Open a window.
Yeah, thank you. Well, when I first saw this, I was like, okay, what's the big deal? He has a stinky bathroom because he did that. It wasn't until I saw other people posting like outside photos of his house. The bathroom window is located above where the garage doors are.
Oh my God.
And we know what he allegedly did in his garage to Celeste. And so if there was smell emanating from there, I would have traveled up into, whatever was the upper floor. And then directly above that was the bathroom. And he was just having people over at his house all willy-nilly.
I mean, this guy, like, really, because we saw him in interviews after and concerts after, he really just, like, went about his normal life, which is extra psychopath behavior. The whole thing is
so
crazy.
So weird. Another major headline that you are going to be seeing today is Cameron Diaz and her husband, Benji Maddie. They just welcomed their, Madden. I think I said Maddie. Yeah. Benji Madden just welcomes their third child.
Oh, congrats to the new
couple. So Benji made the announcement on Instagram that they are so excited and blessed to welcome. Let me know what you think of this name. Nautis?
A what now?
Nautis. I think it's supposed to be like a nautical themed type name.
N-A-U-T-U-S. Nautis.
Nautis.
Nautis Madden.
Not as mad.
Welcome to the world.
Not as, get down here.
They already have Radix. They have Radix, who is 6, and Cardinal, who is 2.
Radix, Cardinal, and Nodis. Yeah. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. So it was rumored that Cardinal was born via surrogate in 2024. And I'm going to go out on a limb and just assume. I don't know if we're allowed to assume.
We are.
That surrogacy played a role in this one. I know women are having babies later and later in life. So, I mean, maybe it's possible. I'm not.
But how old
I don't
is
know.
Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz is 53. Oh. Benji is 47.
Yeah, it's still possible. It's a little bit of a risky, long shot.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But I think that's probably a safe assumption.
I'm not really here for the name. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you said it. I side with Jess. And what about the pretty large portion of the internet who feel like that is just a little too old to be having kids? I mean, you want to be in that kid's life by the time they are 20. I mean, you're
gonna be in your 70s.
You're kind of up there.
People
you know,
are living longer. They're getting close to reversing aging and stuff like that. You're just banking on technology coming around, and then AI. You can raise them after that.
They
won't even know the difference.
They won't even know you're gone.
Exactly.
Yeah. Plus, she's a celebrity. She has the money and access to all those things.
Which one of you kids made this giant mess in here? Not us.
Yeah, it was not us.
Not us.
Oh.
Yeah, not us.
Not us or not us?
Either one. I don't know.
I'm confused.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, over the weekend, it became official. Spirit Airlines closed up shop and went out of business. Oh. Take a moment, say your goodbyes. Again, this was not a huge surprise because the budget airline had already declared bankruptcy twice over the past couple years. There was hopes that the government could bail them out. That fell through, so they are done. Now, what does that mean if you had already bought a ticket on the airline for an upcoming flight? Spirit says they have almost already completed all of those refunds, so you should have already gotten your money back. If you haven't already, you will get your money back in the next couple of days. This doesn't mean that there weren't a lot of frustrated travelers out there, though, because imagine you flew somewhere this past Thursday or Friday on Spirit, and then when you went to go fly home, they're like, sorry, your airline doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you got
but
your money.
People were left stranded places?
So, yeah, you got your money back, but then you now had to book a last-minute flight
on another airline to come home. And you know those last-minute flights generally aren't very affordable, so you ended up probably costing you a lot more. And you know that flight cost more than a Spirit Airlines ticket that you bought, because those were the cheapest, basically, that you could get before that. Yeah. So a lot of people probably stranded and or frustrated over the weekend.
This makes me kind of sad. I don't know why. It's not like I flew Spirit once.
I only did once and hashtag never again.
Yeah, and it wasn't a great experience, so I never would ever again. But I'm just like kind of sad that they're gone.
I was kind of rooting for them. You know, it's like it's an experience that people won't get to have anymore.
Yeah, I want everyone else to suffer through one of those flights too. Like the younger generation, they're never going to know. And it was always fun, like looking up in the sky and you're like, oh, that's a Spirit plane. I can tell because it's bright yellow.
Yeah, good luck for you guys.
Hope you land.
Yeah, hope you make it. Hope they paid for the wheels on your landing gear. Yeah, but there are other budget airlines out there, your Frontiers and some others. They're similar.
It's just not
low
the
frills.
Same. Spirit is just like iconic.
It was, yeah. So, sad day, you guys, in aviation. Yeah. Sad day.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, we were just talking about Cameron Diaz and her husband, Benji Madden. They welcomed their third child together. Cameron is 53 years old. Benji is 47. They didn't say, you know, how the baby got here. I assume they used a surrogate.
Good morning, JV Show. It is Lisa calling from Sonoma County. I am an older mom, and I'm just about to turn 60, and I'm thinking, I only have 20 more years, and I'm going to be missing my son is 23. I'm going to be missing most of his life because I had him older. So have your kids young, people, so you get to spend more time with them.
Yes, teen moms, let's go.
No. No, maybe somewhere in the middle, right?
Okay. Yeah. That sounds good.
I mean, it is a...
Yeah, a lot of people are saying exactly what she said, though.
But it's scary.
It's a tough thing, but when you put it in perspective like she is and thinking the other way, and she's saying she's about to turn 60 and she's only got 20 more years, I'm sure you got longer than that, maybe 21, life expectancy. Yeah. For women, usually about 81 years.
Oh.
That does kind of...
That is
It puts in perspective.
Scary. Yeah. The other thing we were talking about is Spirit Airlines. Rest in peace.
Mm-hmm. Regarding Cameron Diaz...
More Cameron Diaz talk back.
Taping in as the 42-year-old daughter of a 92-year-old father. as much as I don't want to judge and as much as I love my father and I'm thankful for everything. I don't recommend having children when you are older. It is not easy on us. I'm just saying.
Oh.
She said 42 and dad's 92?
Yeah.
I mean,
50.
He was 50. Yeah. Oh.
Wow. But thanks for sharing from the perspective of like the kid. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you want your parents to be there.
But that's sort of the math is going to sort of work the same. Because Cameron Diaz 47 is, you know, round up. We're right at 50.
Yeah.
So it is.
She's 53.
Oh, 53. Yeah, so she's 47. Sorry. So So she's even, you know, the math is even worse in her favor. Isn't another thing, I mean, Selena, you're a mom, but can you imagine? I mean, look, to each their own journey. My wife and I would have loved to have kids younger than we did. We're going to be sort of older parents as well, but it was just not in the cards for us. It took us so many years for my wife to get pregnant. We had to go through so many rounds of IVF and stuff like that. So it wasn't by choice, you know, that we ended up as older parents. It's just the way that it is. But can you imagine, Selena? I mean, look, you're only 26 and a half. You play somebody who's 26 and a half on the show.
I am.
But can you imagine when you're into your 50s having a newborn? Like, Big Mama's tired, right?
No, I could not. I mean, it was hard enough me having my youngest. She's 3. I mean, that was tough on me.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I mean, it does get harder as you go on. And again, thank you for saying that every parent's journey is different. So we are not judging.
Right.
But I mean, like that last talkback, you also want to consider how your kids are going to feel growing up and you not possibly being there.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Now about Spirit Airlines.
Yes.
TV show, Melissa Redwood City. So we just went on the cruise to Cabo and there was actually several people who didn't have a way to get home once they got back because they had booked their ticket through Spirit. So it was a mad dash trying to find another airline to take them. Different ones, like I know for sure Delta offered a discount, but you're still having to pay out of pocket for money you were not expecting to pay to get home. So I felt really bad.
Yikes.
Yeah, so Spirit Airlines closed up shop officially over the weekend. And then, yeah, there were a lot of people like that. Imagine you left for a cruise to Cabo.
No.
You had a great time and come back. They're like, your airline, that's not a thing anymore. And now you have to figure out how to get home. All the people that did have a ticket on Spirit, they say, are getting refunds. But still, that doesn't help you when you're stranded somewhere trying to get back.
Is there also, I don't know if you guys have looked into flights recently, but is there also like a flight shortage happening?
Well, there's a jet fuel shortage happening.
That would make sense. Okay.
And that was one of the things, sort of the nail in the coffin for Spirit Airlines, is the price of jet fuel had gone up so much that their margins, which were already slim because they were a budget airline, you know, they were trying to keep prices low. They just couldn't. That was one of the nails in the coffin for them. Ooh. Things are too expensive. Thank you, War in Iran, for no reason.
Yeah, because me and my husband, we were looking at flights for, you know, later this summer, but flights were like slim to none. Like we're trying to go to like Mexico, you know, we're looking and it's like two flights to pick from for the day that we're trying to go. Like that's it. When normally there's like, you know, every hour there's a different flight leaving.
And then a lot of people are encouraging people to buy the flight insurance because they're getting canceled and, you know, rescheduled, delayed left and right.
Oh, so that's a good idea.
Yeah. The insurance to back you up.
Yeah, so, I mean, the point I'm trying to make, though, is imagine Spirit, you know, they gone. You're trying to book a flight through a different airline. There's no flights.
Yeah,
that must have been a nightmare. Really quick, little bit of a dilemma. I want to know what you guys would do in this situation. So, making sure, my daughter, she's in school. Her friends are in school. Okay. So, she showed me one of her friends' Instagrams.
Okay.
Not the entire profile, but she was like, oh my God, look at what so-and-so posted. And this is a friend that I actually know her pretty well. I don't know her parents that well. I've met her mom a few times, but I wouldn't like consider us friends by any means. We don't like talk, hang out. There's not really much of a relationship there, but I know my daughter's friend. And mind you, they're in middle school. And she shows me this picture and I feel weird saying this because she's so young, but like the top could not have been any more low cut and what she had there could not have been any more pushed up to her chin.
Ooh. Okay.
And I was like, I don't know if she should be posting that. I wouldn't like my kid posting that. Now, like I said, I do know the mom, not friends, more of an acquaintance. Do I owe her anything to like give her a heads up? I'm sure I know for a fact she would not approve of this.
No.
Or do I stay out of it?
Stay out of it.
What would you do?
Me personally, I'm staying out of that.
Okay.
I don't want to touch that one.
That's what I've done this far, but I don't know if I should be saying anything. Is it some kind of like mom code or something that I don't know about?
Yeah, flip it.
Yeah, would you want someone to tell you?
It depends who. Someone who I'm not close with, I probably not. I would take it wrong.
But then maybe this stuff wouldn't come across your radar and they want to help. It takes a village to raise kids.
It does, but I still think it depends from who. Someone who I have a relationship with, who I know they could say anything and it's coming from a place of love or concern. Absolutely.
But what if they're coming from a place of love and concern as a fellow mom just because you're not buddy-buddy with this person?
Yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I would want to know, but I think I might. I don't know. I'm going to be spiraling. Like, is she judging my parenting? Is she judging me and my daughter?
Yeah,
like,
she is.
I don't know.
But aren't you glad you found out?
Yeah, but still, I don't know if this is something I want to involve myself in.
I feel like you can't go tell her anything because this is going to result in your daughter's friend now not wanting to hang out with your daughter or even have your daughter on social media if she's going to be tattletaling.
You're breaking the trust.
That's a good point.
Leave an anonymous tip somehow. Yeah. Is there an anonymous tip line for moms?
No, there's not.
Dang it. How do you do this anonymously?
But then you look like a fool if you go to the mom and you're like, hey, look at what your daughter's posting. And she's like, oh,
she's
I know.
She's like, yeah, I took the picture for her.
Yeah, I hold the camera. Yeah. Uh-huh. Didn't she look great?
Stay out of it.
God.
Better that way.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Well, not saying
I think it's better staying out.
Okay. I hope it is. That's what I plan on doing. I don't want to get involved in this mess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.